I have a bunch of apps on my phone right here. And so apps are great.
That's Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, the son of Vice President Joe Biden. He doesn't think all smartphone apps are that great.
There shouldn't be an app that allow people to avoid law enforcement's effort to keep people safe on the streets. And an app that's dedicated to having people be able to avoid DUI checkpoints is simply not good public policy, and it's a danger to the community.
Biden is talking about smartphone apps such as Trapster, which lets users know where cops have set up DUI checkpoints. Biden, along with four U.S. senators and Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler, are pressuring Apple and other smartphone makers to voluntarily block those products from their app stores.
All we're doing is saying, this: you have a corporate responsibility not to help people avoid getting caught for committing crimes.
BlackBerry maker Research in Motion is the first company to agree to the ban.
These apps exist because people find driving checkpoints annoying.
Julian Sanchez is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute.
The vast majority of drivers are not drinking, and the vast majority of drivers resent being stopped and hassled when they haven't done anything wrong.
And for those drivers that have been drinking, these apps actually serve the same purpose as DUI checkpoints, keeping them off the roads.
And the majority of court decisions think that DUI checkpoints have more to do with deterrence than they do with enforcement.
Jonathan Zuck is president of the Association for Competitive Technology, which advocates for small tech companies.
It's better to keep 10 people from getting into their car in the first place drunk than it is to catch one guy driving drunk, right? And so the more people know, the less likely they are to actually get in the car in the first place. There's even certain jurisdictions where the cops are the ones putting the information into these applications.
If I can get my compliance without having to write a ticket, I've done my job.
That's why cops in Travis County, Texas, which includes the state capital of Austin, are collaborating with the makers of Trapster.
This is an information distribution system. You can only catch one person at a time with a laser, but you can inform everybody on the road.
But even if grandstanding politicians succeed in clamping down on free expression and pushing a misguided and ineffective agenda, all they'll do is make life more difficult for consumers.
As that, whether or not you succeeded in getting these apps banned, it's very unlikely that you can prevent information from spreading about the location of these checkpoints. In fact, people will use Twitter, people will use the internet, people will use email, people will send text messages. It's people who want to avoid the hassle. One app or another can make it easier, but it's not necessary.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.